Nanter Shores Secondary School's Triton Music Ensemble was hitting all the right notes recently. As the first school from Innisfil to be invited to compete in the MusicFest Nationals, the Triton Music Ensemble was awarded the gold standard for excellence in all facets of their performance, as well as gold in their sight reading assessment, and the Excellence in Clinic Award for their soul, ability and growth mindset. After facing challenges throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, the 42 teenagers who make up the ensemble traveled to Niagara Falls for 3 days with teaching staff Danny Vaz and Kaylee Potts earlier this month. As previously reported by Innisfil Today, an invitation to compete in the MusicFest Nationals was cause for celebration, and winning gold was a huge triumph. The National Arts Center, MusicFest Nationals website states, each year, thousands of participants and hundreds of ensembles take part in the annual national festival finals known as MusicFest Canada. All adjudicated ensembles receive gold, silver, bronze, or merit standards of performance. A gold standard signifies that an ensemble has achieved excellence in all facets of its performance. On behalf of the town of Innisfil, we want to congratulate the Triton Music Ensemble from Nanter Shores and their teachers, particularly Mr. Vaz, on winning gold at the recent MusicFest Nationals, said Mayor Lynn Dolan. This is an incredible achievement and it is awe-inspiring to see the level of commitment both the students and teachers demonstrated to reach such heights. You have made us all very proud. From traveling to the Nationals, competing and enjoying others' performances, and finding out the results, teaching staff and students alike enjoyed every moment of their trip. With groups from as far west as Prince Rupert, BC, to as east as Conception Bay, NL, it was wonderful to hear some of the best that our country has to offer, said Vaz, music teacher and director of the Triton Music Ensemble. The energy and joy of being in Niagara Falls, which was practically taken over by thousands of band, choir kids from all over the country, was really special to see, especially being the first in-person Nationals in a few years. Heading to Nationals was quite the trip for us, he added. We experienced everything from the excitement of going away to a new city, and on an overnight trip, to the emotional journey of finally being at this stage and showcasing who we are at the highest level we can. Grade 11 trumpet player Radwa Muhammad said, as we got on the bus to head off to Niagara, I kind of felt like I was in a fever dream. The energy and the passion was unlike anything I've ever seen, said grade 12 clarinetist Kieran Chadwick. Our moments during warm-up, on stage to perform and at our clinic solidified our place and impact as a group, Vaz explained. It was an emotional evening as it really sunk in that we're actually here, doing this, and able to showcase our joy, soul, and ability. We've gone from feeling like we don't belong at these places but doing it anyway, to confidently taking up our space and knowing that we belong on these stages. Gracie West is a grade 11 flutist who reflected on the look on people's faces when the Triton Music Ensemble found out they won gold. It told me that this is more than just playing our instruments. It's about doing it all together because of how many obstacles over the past few years we've overcome, West said. The feeling of camaraderie was felt throughout the group of teens. Grade 11 trumpet player Matthew Gabadon said, I personally got much closer with a lot of people and, as a whole, we grew a lot closer together as well. Going into the performance, all of us knew from the start that it was never about the rating or the adjudication that came afterwards. We just love sharing our music and what we've learned with others, he added. We're all so happy that we got to even have this experience in the first place. It was such a special moment for Triton Music to be performing at such a high level already with our program being so new. I think that moment was especially important to the grade 12 students in the band because it was the perfect way to cap off the journey that they've shared with us. It was their last big performance, Gabadon said. Vaz and the Triton Music Ensemble say they were touched by the support that they received. To have so many family and friends trek down to Niagara Falls to watch us at 9 p.m. on a Wednesday, as well as the many people watching the livestream link from around the world, was so wonderful, the teacher said. Even the adjudicators and announcer commented on how loud and fired up the crowd were with us. "Nationals was an experience to remember," said grade 11 clarinetist Benjamin Thompson. "As a group, we've worked so hard over these past 5 months on these three pieces of music, and I'm glad we were finally able to perform at the national level." Grade 12 alto saxophonist Kyla Koch agreed. "I loved it all," she said. "I am so glad that after having most years of high school online, we can finally start making memories together again. I don't think anything will ever top how excited, proud, and in awe I felt for those 3 days," grade 10 baritone saxophonist Brooklyn Hoagie said. "Being able to see all these cool sights with my friends and listening to some amazing bands play was so awesome. One of my top three favorite things we saw at Nationals was all the baritone saxophone players. As a bari sax player myself, I'm always excited to see others. So the fact that I got to not only see a bunch but also hear one perform a solo was wild and I'll never forget it," Hoagie added. Staff and students alike commented on how much the Triton Music Ensemble's journey means to the community at large. "Before we got on stage, a feeling of euphoria washed over me and I felt in my heart that we did it. This was not just for our school, but for the entire community. This one music program has changed my high school experience, and has honestly changed my life for the better. I hope music can do the same for everyone," Muhammad said. "A heartfelt thank you to our whole community for cheering and supporting us on our road here," Vaz said. "We hope to cap off our historic year by thanking you all and showcasing what we've done at our final performance of the year at our summer concert at Nantershore Secondary School on June 22, 2023.